Talk Radio. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Welcome again to the Elevated Places Network presenting Ask Minister Ava with myself, your host, Ava Muhammad, and my brilliant co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. We are so pleased to be able to bring you the best in blog talk broadcast, where you will be elevated when you come to this place on Thursday evenings. And so we are also joined by our legal contributor, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, this evening. And she is gaining quite a reputation among our listeners and those logged in as a source of insight and knowledge on legal matters in terms of our condition here as black people. As the scriptures say, they make mischief by means of the law, and she breaks it all down for us. And of course, there's none other than our beloved executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, who brings all of this together. As you all who have seen the flyer know, we're going to come to you tonight out of the pages of the Final Call newspaper, the only media outlet of its kind on the planet Earth. And we can say without fear of contradiction that its contents are truth from cover to cover. And we're all aware, sadly, of what's going on in the so-called Middle East, which is really part of the continent of Africa, as our late brother Dr. Khalid Muhammad used to like to point out, the only thing that separates the Middle East from the rest of Africa is the Suez Canal, which is man-made. So by nature, that is part of the African continent. And we're happy we're going to be able to have a wonderful, enlightening discussion. Everything from the COVID-19 vaccine to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's special concert, which we touched on last week, but we did not exhaust. And, of course, the baby planes, referred to as menacing by one of the New York media outlets, harassing the Navy aircraft carriers. What is bringing the baby planes out in such force and with such visibility? I think we know what it is. We got a short window of time to find ourselves in obedience to Allah's call to us to come out of her, my people. So we have a great evening for you. And without further ado, I'm going to turn the microphone over to take us further into our program. Brother Terrence Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. How are you? How are you? Once again, we are live and direct, and it is, it's man, Dr. Ava, we here. I think this show is needed. I think it's definitely time for elevated places because there's a lot going on. I mean, it's a whole lot going on. And what I mean by, you know, of course, we want to, you know, put out our condolences. I can say some brothers that I know, good brothers, not only in comedy, but they are also into about finance and in generating wealth. The Mooney twins, where I send love to them for the loss of their father Paul. I mean, you know, Paul Mooney. Yes, you know, we just found that out. And so not only was he just hilarious, he told it like his PI is. And
so
he dropped so much information, He was I can't even say he was rawer than Dick Gregory, because you ever heard Dick Gregory? Dick Gregory was raw.
Yes.
Dick Gregory was real raw. So Paul Mooney, it was very, you know, we mourned the loss of our good brother, Paul Mooney. And of course, yesterday was the birthday of our brother Malcolm X, which is very interesting, Dr. Avon. I do want to say something about our brother Malcolm X. You know,
yes,
sometimes
sir.
I just really want to say, talking about y'all was down with Malcolm, because if you were down with Malcolm, you would have been down with the teacher. Because Malcolm didn't eat pork. Malcolm didn't deal with white people at all. White women, white people. He didn't allow them to help. He didn't have white allies. He didn't have that. Malcolm ate one meal a day. Malcolm was
on
time. Malcolm was never late. Malcolm studied. Malcolm debated. Malcolm didn't lose a debate. Malcolm didn't see him yelling and screaming in debate. He just argued the points and won the debate. So when you want to wear the X, also know how did he get a X. He didn't give a X to himself. He was given an X, and he was given a teaching from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when you lift up Malcolm, please remember who made a Malcolm into the Malcolm X that we love, because you don't really love El Malik or El Haj Malik Shabazz. You don't love that one. You love the Malcolm one and the teachings when he's with the most honored Elijah Muhammad. I just wanted to just say that. You know, there's some other stuff, but I just want to honor the brother. You know, yesterday was his birthday, but just want to let everybody also know that part, that if you want to be an X, you can join the nation too. With that, Ava, moving on, just had a sidebar. Giving a shout out also to our sister Tamika Mallory on her release of her book, State of Emergency, audio book, hard copy, ebook, you know. But there are no ebooks like the ebooks from who? Dr. Ava Muhammad. You can get her ebooks at MinisterAva.com, as you heard us talking about it. How you going to eat in the new millennium? How you going to think in the new millennium? And it's so much that we want to get out of our sister. So make sure you go to MinisterAva.com and get all of those books, and we can start working on it. And I know somebody asked about some audio. Just hold on. We got a lot of stuff coming, a lot of things coming on MinisterAva.com. But also, Dr. Ava, as I get ready to kind of bring it to a close, we all know that we have to go to the Final Call, FinalCallDigital.com, FinalCallDigital.com, to see the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper. And if you don't know what's going on in the Middle East and Palestine, you may want to get up on that. And it was interesting that somebody kind of talked about Hamas started in 1987, but the occupation, you know, when they said, well, it's Hamas, it's Hamas. I said, well, the occupation was 39 years before Hamas even came into existence. So let's not use Hamas as your reasoning for your occupation and your genocide of a whole people.
That's
when
right.
In truth, your justification for being over there are that you are the children of Israel, but this man named Farrakhan has dispelled that and busted all that up. You are not the children of Israel. You are the Johnny Come Lately, came down out of the Caucasus Mountain, and Ashkenazi just kind of snatched somebody else's birthright, because you're not the seed of Abraham. You haven't been in a strange land for 400 years in bondage, so you're not the one. So your occupation of that Palestinian area is just unjustified. But that's why we need to know who we are, Dr. Ava, and that's why we had these shows to let you know the black men and women are the chosen of God. That was just a small little lecture just to let people understand what's going on.
It's on time.
Yes, and with that, two closing points. We always want to make sure that you'll continue to tune in to all of this life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught today by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Go to NOI.org. Join us tomorrow night at 7:30 for our study group. Come on Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern for our Sunday lecture, and back on Wednesday, the minister is teaching. NOI.org at 7:30 p.m. And we also have Juma tomorrow, NOI.org at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. But I also want to say, please go back, listen, and go to NOI.org and learn what we have to say about this and not taking vaccination. And go back and listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on his monumental lecture, The Criterion, last year, July 4th, 2020, because what he has said is, as they're now talking about, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, and they're getting ready to open up, but we haven't gotten any instructions from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to let our guard down on this pandemic. So we are not letting our guard down on this pandemic, even though those that really don't know what they're talking about are getting the people vaccinated and in danger of dying and listening to our open enemy. So we need to pay attention to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is that I think next Tuesday will mark a year anniversary of the death of our brother George Floyd on the 25th, I believe.
Yeah.
But what is very sad, Dr. Avery, it really hurts me, is that the brother Andrew Brown Jr. in North Carolina, Elizabeth City, the cops were found not guilty and justified in them killing our brother Andrew Brown. We still haven't seen the whole tape. And, you know, it's sad, as I said last week, we fought for body cams, got them, then you still can't see the tape. We're going to now say, well, we want the whole tape. And we're going to ask for it, and then they say, okay, here's the whole tape. What you going to do now? You're going to see us kill them, and we're going to say it was justified killing, because that's what they believe, and that's who they are. They'll show you the tape and say that we did it. Yeah, we killed them. What you going to do? But the problem with that is that the people got off in Elizabeth City, but what's sad, I never knew this and never noticed this, and maybe our callers can talk about it. I never knew that, like in Ferguson, people rose up. In Baltimore, Freddie Gray, people rose up. In Minneapolis, people rose up. In different cities in New York, when people killed New York, they rose up. And then I thought about Elizabeth City when they found out that the people were not guilty. You haven't heard a peep. Not that the people are not out in the streets marching. Not that they're not in the streets marching, and they have been for so many days, 20-some days, over a month. But you haven't heard anything on social media or on the news or nothing. Somebody said, well, it is a rural city. And then somebody brought up to me and said, they are on the coast where the slaves were brought in, where certain people are still living in the same place where their slave mothers and fathers or grandfathers live with their slave masters. So those are the children of our slave master over there in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So when we don't see anything, I have to ask, why isn't a building burning or a street tore up or something shut down? And it's not to knock out people, but it was very interesting because every time we wait on a verdict to see what happens and it doesn't go in the way that we want, you see the masses come out in the streets and major protests. And I still have not heard anything, Dr. Ava. So it's Yes, and it's making me worried about the reality of our people and the trauma that they're suffering, that they have not jumped up or rose up to do something.
Right.
And I don't know what that could be. And it's scary to think about that. And I don't want us to wait for another killing, but it may have to be in a major city for us to have a major uprising. Just sad, because if this is an example of what could be going on throughout the country in the small towns, in the backwaters where they used to kill us and lynch us, and it would go unreported, unknown, and never told. So that was a lot, but I want to get back to you, Dr. Ava, and I think one of our contributors is going to give us some more information. I think our sister Donna is dropping some news in this our text stream, and she's going to tell us some stuff that's going on in Memphis. But I want to turn it back over to you because we got so much rich information to talk about from the Final Call newspaper. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
Thank you, sir. And that's powerful, what you're saying. It's amazing how the God is manifesting everything. And that's food for thought when you just shared with us the history of that area and their complete silence in the wake of this yet another murder at the hands of police. We're going to have to look into that. That's profound. I do want to, as I bring on our attorney, I'm going to call her our in-house general counsel to Elevated Places. I want to draw our attention to the fact that our brother, Louis Ali, who's a family faculty member of Elevated Places, and we call him the great separator, but he is a very serious land literacy activist. And on May 22nd, there is an event about Scotlandville, which is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'm hoping he'll come on tonight to give us some more detail about this Saturday on the independently organized TED event that will be on that platform. But we don't want to miss that, so I want him to come on and talk about that briefly later on, if he would be so kind. But in the meantime, we want to hear, and your sharing of that information, Brother Terrence, is a perfect segue into what our legal contributor is going to be bringing to us tonight. So with that, assalamu alaikum, Sister Pamela Muhammad.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Dr. Ava, Brother Terrence. Assalamu alaikum to you, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really enjoyed your comments, Brother Terrence, and the passion with which you brought it, because it's really, yes, ma'am. I just love the Final Call, and I thank Allah for this informative newspaper because it gives us the context a lot of times from which we have to view these issues. Because as we look and see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talking about justice and that being the joy of freedom, I have to look at what the minister says justice is so we can really look at the perspective of what we don't see in America today or in the world, because the minister is talking about in this article what is justice. And he says the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that justice is the principle of fair dealing. you know, according to Webster's Dictionary, justice is fairness, fair play, fair-mindedness. Justice is even-handedness, impartiality, objectivity, a lack of bias, and a lack of prejudice. You know, he goes on to talk about how a just person, this is on the next page, a just person is an honorable. You know, he goes on to say how, you know, a lot of times people are called honorable. He is honorable. But sometimes in these courtrooms we see that. So I'm not quoting him, but I'm saying that a lot of times they're called honorable judges and they're far from it. But our man is honorable. Praise be to Allah. But the Honorable Minister Farrakhan says a just man is an upright man. He's honest. He's righteous. He or she is ethical, moral, and virtuous. And he, you know, she's principled. So I was saying all that to say because we're seeing this is just not what we're seeing in this unjust society, and especially when it goes when we're talking about the vaccine. Now, the last sentence the minister said on page 22 was that government shouldn't have to do everything for citizens, but government should create an atmosphere that citizens can do for themselves. And what we're seeing with all these lies and trickery with this vaccine is far from giving us any type of information where we can live and fair dealing. It's absolutely trickery, and it's lying, and it's not fair dealing, and it's so permeating the society right now, Sister Dr. Ava. You know, it is just really causing a lot of uproar in the community. There was in Texas a Senate hearing on a law that they're trying to pass in the state Senate where they want to stop the threat of forced vaccinations in the state of Texas. And they're specifically looking at how employers and schools, you know, are trying to require people to be vaccinated. And it was a fascinating hearing. It's online. If people want to go look at it, SB 1669 is this law that a senator here is trying to get passed because he brought in doctors. And these doctors, many of them, they were all, you know, Caucasian doctors, but they were standing up trying to protect their rights and the rights of their people against the lies that have been passed down regarding, you know, this vaccine or this shot. And what you're seeing is that the failure to give informed consent, at the core of any medical treatment, we're supposed to have the ability to make good decisions. This doctor talked about how you have a right as a patient to receive information, and by receiving that information and asking questions, this is how you can make good decisions. But we know that in this case, information about the death, information about the risk, and how any of this even benefits us, if at all, and the adverse effects are being covered up. And that is what these doctors were really standing up and talking about. They talked about one person, she was a pediatrician, she's like, they have not even tested any children. And so how can you have something promoted to young people who it hasn't even been tested on them? And then they talk about how children, 16 and 17-year-olds and children in general, they have like a 99.997 recovery rate from this, you know, the actual COVID. So there's no need to vaccinate these children.
If they ever
and
get
the vaccine,
it.
Yeah, if they ever get it, and if they get it, they got a 99.997% chance to just recover. So they're really pushing back against the government on this science that they're trying to promote as being so that it's really sound science, but it's not. They talked about how vaccines in the past had been pulled with only maybe 30 deaths versus this particular vaccine where you've had 4,000 deaths within a 4-month period, They say that's more than the deaths combined for a 20-year period. And they are just appalled that, you know, the government is allowing this type of just ramrodding of false information and failure to give all sides so people can make decisions, that, you know, based on sound evidence. You know, they were really standing up, Sister Ava, and arguing against this. So it's a very good hearing, and it goes right into the article in the final call written by Brother Naba and Sister Charlene, where they talked about in our community we're being bribed. Now, this is at the root of why informed consent is so important, because you can't coerce people. You can't lie to people. You can't offer people things of value to try to get them to look past the real information as to whether or not something will help them. That's trickery. That's not fair dealing. That is not fair play. And this is a violation of the laws, and our people are not being protected. You know, so this, I just really wanted to bring out the fact that there is a potential law down here where, and another thing with it is that, you know, they're saying that if an employer is trying to force you to get a vaccine in order to keep your job, but they're not going to take any of the liability for any of the adverse effects that you're suffering from. And so, you know, these are other just robbing people of their rights as citizens to have the right of autonomy to their own body. And again, it's just interesting because, you know, people are standing up and pushing back against this. This doctor talked about, as you often say, Sister Ava, the 1%. They say there are studies that only 1% of the adverse effects have actually been reported to this Bayer's. And these are Harvard studies. These are several studies that, you know, definitely verified that this is real. And but this doctor's saying he's hearing people talk about people passing out, people having heart attacks, you know, friends of some of his patients who are reporting to him that these things are happening, and they don't believe that this is being reported at all. You know, so it's just a real failure of fair dealing. It's not the principle of fair dealing. It's not a principle of justice, because the people have a right to know. And I just wanted to say the last thing is about this case of our brother Ronald Green. And I think it really is another instance of cover-ups and failure to provide people with fair dealing and just corruption. Because this young brother, Ronald Green, who was murdered in Louisiana on May the 10th, 2019, this is the case now that is just all over the news, because it was a very heinous murder. And there were six troopers that were at the scene. But the thing is, Sister Ava, it took over 480 days for there to be an investigation open into this man's death, actually 474 days before there was an administrative investigation even open. And they gave as the cause of his death, they said that this young man, Ronald Green, had actually ran into a tree and had died on impact after crashing into a tree. This is the lie. This is the cover-up. This is the way that we as a people are not being informed. Corruption and the murdering of our people, and this is being done by the government. You know, this particular case of Ronald Green, the coroner, one of the coroners, in one of the reports, even the doctor said it was not likely. They wrote it down in the report that was buried. The doctor, he questioned the trooper's initial account that Green had died on impact after crashing into a tree, and just kind of wrote in the report that it didn't add up. And so we have this man, Sister Ava, and I'm going to end it, but I wanted to say this man on this video, they're saying that they drug him face down, shackled and handcuffed. They actually used the taser. There were taser marks in the man's head. he's screaming and crying and begging on this video. And, you know, this is what has been covered up now for over 2 years. So, again, we're not getting justice. We're not getting the principle of fair dealing. We're not being informed. We're being lied to, you know, by the government. And this is what has people, you know, the government and enemies and just we're just living in that time. And it's really causing a lot of confusion, Sister Ava. So I just wanted to share those two issues. And thank you so much for your time, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Woo! Alaikum salam, beloved. What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? Allah will make you separate.
Make.
We're being left with no choice, no matter how much we love God's enemy. But since Sister Attorney addressed this vaccination movement, in the current issue of the Final Call, we have in there a story, or rather an article from the NOI Research Group. And I think it's important that we all read that article thoroughly. And in fact, even take a screenshot of one of the graphics and just send it around to everyone who is hesitant about standing firm on this vaccine. You know, the devil calls it vaccine hesitancy among right. Black people. We're not hesitant. We're done.
That's right.
Minister
Come on.
Farrakhan didn't say right. hesitate. He didn't equivocate.
That's
he
right.
said, do not take their vaccine. Then told them, we will not accept death. Give it to your people. And their people are telling them to go jump off a cliff.
That's right.
People. But this is a wonderful article. It's a narrative, especially if you're out with the paper or if you're talking to our people in the community. From Tuskegee to COVID-19, U.S. program of Black genocide is unchanged. And what we are doing here is making a connection between Tuskegee and COVID-19, and our research team, especially Brother Alan Muhammad, have drawn an unbroken line. Because, you know, white folks and their Negro minions love to come out and say, well, we know about Tuskegee, but that was then. That was a long time ago. Well, first of all, I don't call 1972 a long time ago.
At all.
We've been here 450 years. Okay, we've been here since 1555. And the only reason you stopped, ostensibly, the only reason you stopped is you got busted. There's a whistleblower.
That's it.
And this is
That's
why
it.
We should look askance at any injection from these people. But Brother had pulled up two flyers, and we have them juxtaposed side by side in the paper. And one flyer came out of Tuskegee, and it was printed in 1932, the year before the birth of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And Master Farid Muhammad was present here in America. And here's the flyer. Colored people, do you have bad blood? Free blood test, free treatment by County Health Department and government. doctors. Come and bring all your family. Now, that's 1932.
Wow.
Fast forward to 2021 and look at this flyer. Free COVID testing. Black workers.
Come on, come on.
And they give you when and where and who to contact. This is in Los Angeles in 2021. So the only difference is we were colored then and now we're black workers.
Exactly.
And as you said, Sister Attorney, you know, the second article that Brother Naba and Sister Charlene wrote, I mean, they give an endless list of the tricks and treats. It makes you think back to when they first arrived and deceived the Native American people. But you got everything from the governor of Ohio. Ohio backs a million state lottery. He's going to give away $1 million to five adults and full scholarships to teens who get the shot. And as we know, Krispy Kreme is giving away a free donut every day for a year if you get a shot. So if the vaccine doesn't kill you, the sugar will certainly take you out.
Christmas.
New Jersey's offering 21 and over free beer. The state of Maine is offering free hunting and fishing licenses and L.L. Bean gift cards if you get your shot by Memorial Day. I mean, this is like we're in some kind of bad movie.
Yes, it's
unbelievable what they are doing.
You know what's hilarious,
so
Dr. Ava?
Yes, sir.
No. It's just hilarious that when you just read that off, let's listen to that. Black folks, we do Krispy Kreme, and we love some Krispy Kreme. One donut. In New Jersey, we love to drink. We love to drink one beer. But with the white folks that love to hunt and kill, you get a whole license, which is major. So, I mean, to get the vaccination ain't good. But the funny thing is, Negroes, we're just going to give you a donut and beer. But white folks, white folks at a country that we know y'all ain't going to do, we're going to give y'all a license to kill. Oh, well, we might take the vaccine there. We can get the hunt for free. We ain't got to pay for the license. It's just that difference is us. It is straight hilarious.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Sister Ava, I wanted to say, you know, and when I keep using the word the false information, you know, just the propaganda, the downplaying of the risk and the unknown. And because one of the things the doctor was reading is the insert. She said the insert is kind of like how on the cigarette packages, there used to be that little disclaimer, you know, yeah, it could cause you harm and cancer, and it's proven. Well, with these vaccines, you know, you got our people walking around, oh, yeah, it's okay. There's no need to be afraid, where they are not telling you about the risk. They're not telling you about how they don't know. They haven't tested. They're not telling the people about the harms and the significant known and unknown potential benefits and the extent to which the significant risk and benefits are currently unknown. You know, that's the kind of information that they're withholding from our people, and that's propaganda. I know even Eric Clapton, supposedly the rock star who got it, he was quoted this week because he suffered very bad adverse effects, according to the news. And he's saying the propaganda, they should have told him about the kind of risk that are involved, and they're just, you know, like I say, misleading the public, and that is just, it's just horrible. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there as well, that we're not getting informed consent.
No, you're absolutely right, and one of the things that they point out Brother Knob and Sister Charlene in the article is they quote a professor of public health at Michigan State, and she said, you know, most people would do anything for $1 million. And that's not the reason we want them to get the vaccine. She talks about it makes, when you give rewards like that, and it goes right to your point, Sister Attorney, when you give a reward that big, it blinds the participants to the risk. They don't. Our people are so misguided that they don't even think about asking. You know, slavery really built into us, and we're still trying to shed a strong resistance to asking questions, because asking questions got you hung then and now.
Wow.
One of the sisters in the nation that I talk to quite frequently, she said she ran into this, on her job, there's this devil on her job. And she's a very high-paid tech specialist, and this cracker was dealing with these police murders. They were talking about it, and he made some comment about you have when the police stop you, you can't resist. You have to make sure. See, in these cases, and like Dante Wright, he was resisting. When what he was doing, he ran into his car out of fear, because the George Floyd trial was going on when this happened.
But yes, ma'am.
She told him, she said, let me tell you something. She said, what you don't recognize through your mind is what resisting arrest is in the perception of a Caucasian like you. She said, when it's a white person, resisting arrest is when the suspect pulls out a gun and starts firing on the cops and killing police.
Yes,
that's resisting arrest. When we ask, why did you pull me over? We're resisting.
That's right.
And that is built into the DNA of white people. Nigga, did you ask me a question?
Right.
Here
this,
it is.
This is why they detest the minister.
Come on.
Because he challenges them. What he'll ask them, what makes you think you can do this?
That's right.
And see, you're forcing them to come to terms with why they're doing. You know, here's the black man. Why did you pull me over? I pulled you over because you're black.
Right.
He doesn't want to answer truthfully, so he's offended. So this, to y'all's point, we're being, as this woman said, she said, this takes these million-dollar lotteries and these things, offering people jobs. She said, this takes choice out of it. It is coercive. And that's my position on these vaccines. The way they're pushing these vaccines, it's coercion.
That's right.
You know, we've all been in a car dealership or sat in a timeshare presentation or went in a place. Have you ever been in any type of place where the salesperson gets paid by commission? They will literally harass you. There's a commercial out about buying window blinds, and it said, you ever had somebody come to your house to talk about selling you blinds? They spend 3 hours on these windows. They wear you down.
Come on.
You have to choose between, am I going to buy these blinds or am I going to send my child to college? Because that's how much the blinds cost. But we're being coerced
into this.
And now all on television, get your vaccine, vaccine. And here's Biden. Either take the vaccine or wear your mask until you do. Now, this is a police state. This is totalitarianism. And it's not even because of all this coercion that makes them a police state. You know what makes them that?
What?
You cannot say a word in opposition.
Yes,
I have never seen anything where they got together and said, we don't care how bad it looks. We're shutting down all opposition. Because it only takes 10 minutes of hearing truth to make a person say, I'm not taking that. To your
That's
point,
right.
Sister Pamela, you know, when you look at, let's start at the death rate.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is almost negligible. Children, and in fact, if you're under 18, this is the CDC, if you're under the age of 18, your chances of contracting and dying from COVID are less than your chances of dying in a traffic accident or a shooting.
Okay.
You have a greater chance of dying in a car accident or a shooting if you're under 18 in the United States than you do of dying from COVID. Because it's all about the immune system. And the immune system of babies and children, if they're left alone and you're not jabbing them up with stuff, is so powerful that this thing can't even make it down the past the tonsils if it does get in their mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
It's non-existent. And there's no vaccine ever that was permitted to bypass the criteria the way this one has. You know, mRNA was illegal in human beings until COVID. So this was an opportunity for somebody.
Wow.
And there was a Senate subcommittee. It's on YouTube. I don't know how long it'll be there, but somebody sent me the link to it. And they were discussing the fact that the reason they didn't do complete animal studies.
Right.
Remember, they abandoned the animal studies testing and
yes,
said
ma'am.
The reason we're collapsing the process is this disease is so lethal and it's running rampant through the country that we have to bypass all this, and the FDA gave them authorization, not approval. When you get emergency authorization, that means you're not able to get approved. You wouldn't even
right.
get emergency authorization. The reason they abandoned the animal test is all the animals were dying.
That's right.
And if you test your product on animals and you kill animals, guess what happens? You're barred from testing it on humans. And if you can't test it on humans, you can't put it in the market.
Wow.
The whole point of using mammals, animals, is the similarity between the system on that level with the human being. And they said these animals were just dropping like flies from this mRNA.
Yes.
So they just jump ship and let's stop that before this gets out. But Allah said, if it's under a rock, I will bring it forth. And that's the time we live in, beloved, the exposure of everything. We're under the
yes.
presence of a light-giving sun, the messenger Messiah, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We can take it or let it alone. This is not the 90s. We're not going to try to make up some flowery language and talk sideways to get you to accept this, because you're going to, if we talk too soft to you, you're going to lose your life.
Come on. That's right.
Because it's obedience or death in this time. This man told us before the vaccine even came out, don't take it. But anyway, let's move on. And my apologies.
No,
I guess
it,
we're ready.
It is like that.
Oh,
yeah.
and
beautiful teaching. Thank you.
Sir.
And Dr. Ava, some Brother Lewis, not Lewis Ali, but Brother Lewis from Atlanta also wanted us to know that there is a place called childrenshealthdefense.org, childrenshealthdefense.org/townhall. There's a town hall where Brother Dr. Aleem, Brother Malik Saeed.
Malik, yes.
On,
thank you. Sir.
Yes, on Tuesday. It's a COVID crisis national town hall forum. Do the benefits really outweigh the risks? Free online forum. Find out what you're not being told. So there's a whole list of other people on here, but the ones we will know, Dr. Aleem and Brother Malik Saeed. But this is going to be Tuesday, and once again, Brother Lewis from Atlanta said there's they still have room for 100,000, so register now at childrenshealthdefense.org, children's with an S, healthdefense.org/townhall.
Yeah, excellent. And the Children's Health Defense produced the film that we showed you medical racism at Savior's Day.
Right.
And they had to set up a website because they've been put off of YouTube, Facebook, et cetera. Anybody that questions these vaccines, it's the law's will only, I guess, that we're over here talking about it now. But if you challenge these vaccines, they're coming at you.
That's right.
And so thank Allah, what they did is set up a website. All praise is due to Allah.
That's right. That's right. So much out there. There's so much
yes,
out
Yes, sir. All right. So here we go. And
I'm
away
right
we go. Brother Darryl beat my sister out to the number one spot. Number one draft pick. All right. Brother Darryl, assalamu alaikum. Brother Darryl. Okay, I think. There's something about that number one spot. It makes people... Well, we're going to go to the number two spot, which is being held down by the one and only Sister Ula.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum
salam.
I didn't think you could hear me.
Oh,
praise you. Yes. There you go. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to interject some wisdom into this thing, you know. It says in the Holy Quran, none dispute concerning messages of Allah for those who disbelieve. So let not their control in the land deceive thee. As I took a sister from the mosque home and we passed all these tall buildings that our forefathers have erected, I thought about that passage because no matter how big or how bad this caveman seemed to be, there's a God going to bring him down. Yes, ma'am, there's a God going to bring him down. I don't care how much shooting and killing he think he's getting away with. He's got a God going to take him down. That's why we as believers must prepare for the exodus, for the rapture, not looking here nor there, but preparing for the time when the bombs are dropped and the gases are dropped and this place burned for over 300 years. Yes, ma'am. That's the key. I didn't know I was going to say
I'm so
all that.
Good. Let's remind
yes,
ourselves. Yeah. We already won this if we just obey his commands.
You know, You sound like me when I win a contest, you know, I say, I got this, you know. You know, that's the way Allah is interjected into this whole thing. He got the ones that want to love white people to bring their own people down. You know, we already know about what's happening with them. Because you made a statement. I wanted to share this with you. I was so glad to hear you say that. When people trying to get you, when they getting these stipends, these supplements to do something, they'll try to wear a person down to try to get them. I remember it was a law firm trying to get me to get in there with them and get them some money and pay them every month. You know how them people do. And they almost wore me down. They was coming at me so hard, you know. And you have that with some of your own people. They will work to bring you down because they're getting a few nickels and dimes from Matt.
Isn't that something?
And yes, ma'am. They will do this, and they will work night and day to bring their own. Well, it's like Minister Hamza from Cleveland used to say, the Judas goat will lead to sleep the sheep to slaughter one by one. And he jumps aside as though he did nothing. And that's what we have. We have that in our nation. We have that in our city. We have it in our community. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for letting me share. Love you, Sister Ava, and Flight Lieutenant.
Love you more.
And Sister Rona. There you go. On some wake up.
This is my
all
one
right.
And only. Let's see.
Man. So I guess up next, I guess they're coming in order. You had Daryl, Ula, and now from Memphis, Brother Hoyo is coming on to the show. Brother Hoyo.
All right.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
So much going on this week. I want to thank Sister Attorney Pamela. Hit it on the head with the situation with the brother that got killed in New Orleans. That was in New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, Ronald Green. The brother was begging, saying, I'm your brother. I'm scared. And I saw the video. I know what Sister Pamela was talking about. I shared it a lot because I was so upset, you know, when I saw it. I said, this is almost as bad as riding George Floyd. I'd say worse because the brother.
Right.
Sister Pamela, I was real upset when I saw that. And if you get a chance, check it out, Sister Dave. I know it's horrible, but I wanted to get to this week was a very informative week on our IFOs. It came on 60 Minutes this past Sunday, a special about the government with the disclosure of the baby planes and the wheels. They had a beautiful article and an interview with a Navy pilot, and my brother's a retired Marine pilot, and he kind of leaked it out. He didn't tell me the whole thing, but he said the same thing. So, Steve, I just want to tell the Elevated Places crew. He told me, and it slipped out. He said they see him all the time. And he flies for American Airlines, my younger brother, Jock. And he let it slip out. He didn't want to tell me, but, you know, and that's what the pilots said. They say they see them all the time. And about a day ago, the local talk show, one of the leading talk shows, his name Bobby O.J. with the Bev Johnson Show, he, I guess, was calling us out. He said, I want some information. What's up about these identified UFOs? And usually he talks about smut in the morning, but he was real serious. So, Sister Ava, you know, Brother Rashad teaches school, so I have to do the protocol stuff sometimes if I can't catch Demetrius or Rashad, you know, here in Memphis, Sister Donna, you know, she's an excellent writer and everything. So we'll call in on the local talk show with him. But I called in on that talk show hosting. He gave me the floor for about 15 minutes, but I just told him the main source go to time and what must be done. I said, listen, audience. I said, I can't give you too much to say in 10 or 15 minutes. I said, I need, you know, you have to give Illy Rashad a whole show on this, but Minister Farrakhan is the best one who can explain it and give it to us the right way. I said, go to time and what must be done, 51 through 58. And it'll explain it to you in detail. 51 will get you a tease. The 52, woo, is on. So, you know, you won't be, you heard in June, they say they're going to come out with it. So I said to myself, and I was telling a couple other believers, they're going to probably try to put fear in our people, that this is something to be feared. But like I told him on the talk show, I said, no, you don't fear them. They're, you know, they're our people, and they're for us, you know. So I couldn't go into it. I said, but watch the time and what must be done on a baby flame of the wheels. So it's coming out. So we probably have to get bread and get Brother Illy Rashad back and be prepared because, you know, especially in June. But I'm going to let somebody else talk. And beautiful job, family. May Allah bless you all. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
All right. All right. So we got that Joshua generation getting ready to come on. The Joshua generation is up next. That one that gets on and then just drops the mic and walk off. Brother Kareem. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Brother Kareem, are you there? As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, I am great, I'm Brother Grace of Allah. How are you?
I'm good. I've been watching a lot of TV lately, and I realized that during COVID, there's been a lot of black actors and a lot of black influencers and a lot of black people on the TV commercials, and there's been a lot of black influencers promoting the COVID-19 vaccine. And so before COVID, I'd always see like one to two black people on a commercial. And now, during COVID, right, now all the black people are on commercials. They make it seem like the vaccine is safe and effective, but have they taken it? And they say that this is how we're going to get back together, and that if we want to save our communities and save our family, get the shot. Yeah, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. And you still have restrictions. So what's the point of getting vaccinated? And another thing I realized is their treatment for things and viruses like cancer is expensive, and getting your pills for like whatever, like diabetes or whatever, that's expensive. But the COVID-19 vaccine is free. And so you'd think something anything that that would help you would kind of be like those. But it's free. It's a free shot. And so the researchers, they put so much work into this, and they say it's authorized for emergency use. So it's not even an actual vaccine, and they're pushing it like if you don't take it, it's going to be the end of the world. And really, all you have to do is stay healthy. So why are we taking this vaccine and we probably don't even know what's in it? Assalamu alaikum.
Well, once again, he gets on, says what he has to say, drops the mic, and just wait for it. Just what you got to say. Say what you got to say about it. Man,
well,
he does it
for
the Kareem.
He's amazing.
Huh?
That's what we call impeccable logic. Impeccable logic.
Very much so.
And he dropped so many firebombs like a baby plane. You know, the just questioning the lack of logic and reasoning.
Right.
You know, in so many ways. You know, why are you taking this? And yet you still have to, people, you still have to wear a mask. But this is the unraveling of America. You know, if you're paying attention, they're coming apart. They're not only wicked, they are incompetent now. They're back to having to rely on that 6 ounce of brain. And this is why you're seeing mistakes and errors such as you never saw before with the U.S. government. They don't know what they're doing. So every 6 months, they change their policy.
Come on.
And are these the people you want to follow? But he said something, too, very powerful that we can't lose sight of. This, the mRNA is not even a vaccine technology.
Right.
It's gene therapy. It's genetic manipulation. And now what is coming to surface, the virologist that we had, Sister Charlene Muhammad interviewed for the Savior's Day workshop and who has sat down with us before, Dr. Judy Mikovits, also completely senseless because of the willingness to stand up for the truth. She said quite a long time ago and was met with derision and mockery that it's the vaccinated people who will become dangerous because they will be emitting something. And now the studies are growing more and more that they're shedding, they're transmitting the virus. Because remember, the whole nature of a vaccination is to give you the disease. That's the theory behind it. A small amount of it will activate your immune system. Well, in the case of the Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccine, they don't inject you with an inactive piece of COVID-19. They inject you with a code, a program that tricks your body into making the spike protein is the that makes COVID-19 what it is, the spike protein. Your body actually creates this protein, then goes to war against the protein, because it identifies it as an enemy. And so you actually, on a molecular level, become suicidal. And I don't know if you all have noticed I think we're going to have Sister Donna come on later on. But if you've noticed, people who have gotten this vaccine, they're kind of like salespeople, like we talked about earlier. They become so enthusiastic and bent on other people getting one. I got mine. I got it. I got it. You know, how many people have we seen on Facebook and in the media who were sharing, including Hank Aaron, our late brother, had his injection filmed so that it would inspire others. And shortly after that, he was dead. But you don't know what they're saying. They're giving you this message that's only going to have you make the spike protein, activate your immune response so that if you encounter the wild virus, the natural one, the real one, you will already be immunized. That's the principle. And it's as crazy as giving the Krispy Kreme donuts away. And this is what's killing people. Their body is overreacting because of you're injecting something artificial and unnatural into the body. But others who do survive it and go on, they're walking around just like you. Our cell phones emit some sort of electromagnetic particles or something. I'm technically challenged. I don't know the exact language. But this is why we're told, you know, don't hold your phone to your ear. When you sleep at night, put it somewhere else. Because there's electromagnetic signals coming out of it that are harmful. And so when you take that vaccine, you become like a cell phone. So this is very serious, and I'm glad Brother Kareem said that. Yes, sir.
Oh, my fault. No, I was muted, but no, that was good. And one of the things he brought up, Dr. Ava, that needs to really be noted. You know, I love when I first heard John Legend, and it's a song with DJ Khaled, and John Legend is doing with Nipsey, and it just takes me high. It's just a dope song. But to see, you know, John Legend, though, using his voice to make sure that we get vaccines, say, hey, we're here. Oh, boy, yeah. We're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're, uh-huh. You know, and it's free. And, you know, it's like, dang, that's my brother. Then, you know, somebody has to cure Reverend Barber. I know he got his shots. And so when Brother Kareem said it, you know, I'm seeing these black preachers that I know that I'm friends with, right, running for NAACP. And then, you know, there's a lot of folks that are in the movement, in the social justice movement, that I just saw today. And usually I see my folks, and I like their post, love their post, and now you're in the click. Like, oh, I don't like that. Or I see them do their profile picture. I am fully vaccinated. I'm like, oh, I don't like that. You know, it's like I can't, you know, I like you as a person, but it's like a lot of our folks that are in these positions, not only in the quote-unquote bougie, you know, the Negro preachers or the quote-unquote leaders, but those that are also just on the ground level, that are fighting for freedom and justice and fighting for Palestine, some of them are getting a shot. And one of my boys actually posted today, he said, yeah, I got mine. And he was, you know, going over some stuff. He was talking about how now they may require vaccination cards and blah, blah, blah. But he said, yeah, I know what the minister said. I know. He was almost like, I got it, but I know what the minister said. It's almost like, but I had to get it. But I know what the minister said.
But and I had to get it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's reason and justification. And I honestly, Dr. Ava, it goes back to what I said last week. In-house first, and then external. External, but internal, we got to know. We had enough time to know that the minister is who he is, the voice of God, the Messiah.
Right. That's right.
And when you know that,
And God said, now, who is more powerful? And that's why, you know, polytheism is the number one thing. It's like the first rule of or the first pillar of faith is belief in Allah, the belief in one God.
That's right.
That's
one
the first
God.
Thing. And who is that God who appeared to us in the person of Master Father Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, who left and raised up in our midst the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the now exalted Christ, the God, the Mahdi. And when you understand that lineage and then who the minister is connected to those two, then when he speaks, there is no questioning. But the Quran
exactly.
says follow him in with doubt and suspicion. So the reality
right.
is we have doubt and suspicion about what God's
yes.
servant is instructing us and moving us, because if we didn't, we would go out a little bit stronger with a little bit more bigger and to prove his position that he shouldn't come
yes.
out anymore on this point. The
My
criteria
God.
Should have been it for him to speak on it, because we believe in God. And that's why, like I said, we believe in God. So if you believe in God, then you know who he is in our midst. But the reality is that we have been going over the lecture over and over and over again how strong is our foundation. And the foundation is what? The point number 12 on the back page of the Final Call newspaper. And if you don't believe that and you don't know that, then when you see a man, because of God, as we know, is man, when you see a man in Minister Farrakhan, you can't believe that is God walking amongst you. So when
That's the
you
problem.
See him,
yeah.
you question God giving you divine instruction, because we got to question instruction, because divine and revelation is not known. It's revelation. It's being revealed. So you ain't got nothing to determine or to analyze, to study, because it's new. But because we don't know that, and I don't know why I'm going in-house before I go out-house, because the reality, those people don't see him. So then when we go on the outside, we have to utilize what we have in science and all that to deal with them. But on the in-house, why are we questioning? Why do we have suspicion and doubt? I don't even know why that came out.
Yeah, because Allah brought it out.
And Sister Ava, you know what, my one of the beautiful takeaways from our brother's, what he mentioned, because he is so smart. I mean, he's like this young, it's so innocent, and youth is so beautiful because it's simple. He looks and he sees and he observes and he says, why are y'all even doing this? And we see death and destruction, and this person has always been a liar, so why would you believe him? That's our little brother Kareem. And I like what he said about the, you know, one of the things he said about the treatment today during that Senate hearing I was listening to. These doctors, they were talking about the alternative treatments that they use on their patients that are very successful. And, you know, this is something that our minister told us. You know, there are other treatments. Let's look into other ways, you know, not this lying enemy, this is me saying that, who we don't have any reason to trust. And I think that's the beautiful thing. I think your show helps also, Brother Terrence, with what you're saying, because a lot of times, as much as we love our celebrities, they may be very talented, but that doesn't mean that they're, like, reading and that they're studying, even along with believing in the minister as the Messiah. Because, again, one of the things I always liked about the nation when I first came in is that we've always been encouraged to study. We've always been encouraged to seek knowledge.
That's right.
And the minister, he's a beautiful example of that himself, because when he was coming in, his beautiful testimony of how in Closing the Gap, I mean, he studied, he read, he did. And so our people that are out here taking this vaccine, to me, I don't see them being the most studious people. I do see them being somewhat looking at maybe whatever is influencing them, but I don't think it's hard science or intelligence, because the science just is out there that backs up what the minister is saying. This is not, this is an experiment. And, you know, we believe, and like you're saying, Sister Ava, it's a code. So if it's a code, we know that codes go wrong all the time. So, you know, I just don't think our people, these entertainers who are out here, I don't think they're using wisdom. They're just
they're not
using wisdom. So,
go that route and get caught up in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil, don't forget what the minister said. People that gain fame and wealth, they've undergone a process. And
mm-hmm.
he said that at a certain point, if you make enough money, they're going to come to you and
mm-hmm.
test you. And after you undergo whatever test they administer, your career will either take off or it'll start to decline. And so once you yield to that, after a while, your mind goes also. You know, in order for you to maintain your sanity, if you're representing deception, you have to start actually believing.
Mm, wow.
Because it's not natural to live a life, especially as an original person. You can't live a life of deception unless you just, you know, like they called it in Star Wars, you know, you go over to the dark side. And
mm-hmm.
as you're saying, once you do that, as he talks about in Study Guide 18, what we're learning as we train, how to rise above emotion into the thinking of God so that we direct our emotions, they don't direct us, then what happens is that when you are presented, if you're in that industry and you've been in it a while, even you're conscious, you keep trying to fight, but you develop this belief system. You know, how many entertainers, black entertainers, do you think would openly support the Palestinians, okay, in Hollywood, and think they're going to survive, keep their program, or be in the next movie? It's not going to happen. We saw what happened to the actor the other week. I can't remember the brother's name. The brother that was in Get Out and then came on the clubhouse and joined the conversation about Jewish control. I mean, he had to totally crawl on the ground just for being, he wasn't saying it, the language that they found offensive. They find truth offensive when it critiques their behavior. And so after a while, you do start believing. And then to your point, Sister Pamela, what happens is, by the time the big deception comes along, you don't even think anymore. You don't read anything. As you said, the science is in your face. They keep talking about the science. But the science is clear that no normal person would take this vaccine. Nobody in their right mind is going to take this vaccine.
That's right.
But, you know, they don't read. You purposely refuse to inform yourself.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And the thing about it, Dr. Ava, some of the things that you're really going deeper into a real deep conversation about who's, as the minister has taught us, and those that are in the industry, we know who's around the artists. And as you go up the ladder, it's less and less of us in a lot of these execs unless we bring them with us, you know, and to continue the journey with us. But once you get into a different bracket, and it's like, I gotta, you know, I ain't gotta cut off my homies, I gotta cut off my friends, I gotta call off, because
they're not ready to go to the next level. I got some real business. And when you do that, you do go into a new world and a different world, and you're shaped, and you're giving these different opportunities to look at. But what are these opportunities? What are these different things that people are presenting to you, offering to you, that you got to look at? So, you know,
wow.
In the world of, hey, this is helping us, and we, you know, I'm going to give you some doctors, and they're going to give you this information. I know you done heard that, but that's really not true, because what we have and what they have, and they'll lay the whole story out, and they're in your ear because you're not – they're closing off the pathway for you to get the other information. So a lot of those artists, you may not see a slew of them, but you see enough significant ones doing those particular
right.
things. And then from that, when you talked about how they lose their mind, we thought, or the media put out, that Dave Chappelle lost his mind. And he turned $50 million? $50 million? What in the world? And he went to Africa? But he was like, no, I'm leaving this Satan world, and I'm going to control myself. We thought Prince
yeah.
was crazy putting the symbol on him, but he was very clear. But they still label us. But you have to be a special kind of person to walk away from $50 million. You got to be a special kind of person
really
to
did.
Not allow
That's
somebody
right.
to say your name. You can't use my name. I'm not going to let you use my name until I'm out of the contract with you.
That's right.
That was strength. But how many got that strength and will want to lose what they have to do that? So what you know, the pieces that you're laying out are so real. And there was something happened that you mentioned. I can't think of right now. Hopefully it'll come back to me about a person that took a stance last week or the other week. I don't know if it was.
Stanfield,
right.
the actor, that's what I was talking about earlier, who
mm-hmm.
really didn't do anything offensive. I think he moderated the discussion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But not,
you
but
know,
yeah, the
was,
other piece was.
He was accused of being anti-Semitic. But yes, sir.
Yeah, that was just pitiful. That was awful. It's the
yes.
silliest situation, Sister Ava. My. When are they going to stop trying to tell us who we are, who are our leaders, and our people actually bowing to that is just pitiful.
But what's very deep
well,
about that anti-Semitic piece is what you just laid out. That was the point, Dr. Ava, the anti-Semitic piece. Somebody made a post on social media. I think it was our brother Cam. He said, or somebody put it out there, people need to apologize. Where's the apology to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for calling him anti-Semitic when you
That's
got
right.
all these people there standing up for Palestine? A lot of people coming out standing up for Palestine, saying something for Palestine, but we don't hear the anti-Semitic on them. You know, we're not hearing that kind of link for everybody. Some folks, but it's very interesting as we're watching that play out. So who is the minister and what weight does he have of influence that when he speaks, that's a threat, that's danger. So it's very powerful to kind of watch this play out.
Yeah, it really is. This is profound. This is profound. Well, we're going to go back to the lines, and I had mentioned earlier Brother Louis Ali, so we're going to have him address us now.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
How y'all doing? Good to hear y'all, Dr. Ava.
The separation.
Oh, yes, sir. That path is getting narrower and narrower. Okay.
Right. I mean, Dr. Ava, I couldn't thank you and Brother Terrence, Sister Rona, Sister Pam enough for putting up the cultural collateral for us to fuel movement to go free. And if you notice, since you've done the tour, a lot of people are talking about reparations and separation. And a lot of people, I know it firsthand, black and white, but specifically a lot of black people are purchasing land right now.
That's right.
And so this is very beautiful. Because the second most racist group in America, which they're becoming manifest, are medical doctors. You have faced racism until you go into a hospital, which is a plantation. That's the second most racist group, and I always say it like that for a reason, hoping that somebody will ask me, what is the number one most racist group in America?
Yeah.
It's the land baron, the land developer.
Mm.
They want to be able to produce, and they fight wars over land because they want to produce and they want to rule. And you got to have the land to rule. And after land, they fight wars over women because they want to reproduce. So they want to produce and they want to reproduce. But they want to deny black people the right to produce. And so what they have done systematically is they have taken black boys out of the skilled trades and made us land illiterate, many of us. And so even if somebody gives us land, we don't know quite what to do with it yet. But
because
of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we have an image of what a real man looks like. And it's so important, the minister's image, because out of image you get imagination. And little black boys' imagination is stretched because of our father, Minister Farrakhan, who's with us now. And out of the imagination, we get purpose. And the purpose drives our will and ambition and desires. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad opened up message to the black man, he raised the question, who is that mystery God? And since you've been talking about Black Wall Street and many others, and they talk about Black Wall Street as if it just existed in Oklahoma, when in reality we had Black Wall Street and Black business districts across the community, across the country.
Exactly, the country.
Across the country. I asked the brother one day he was talking, who built it? Because we act like a mystery God built the Black Wall Streets and these Black business districts. He didn't answer, but I have to answer. Black men built it, and we built it for black women. Children. And out of us building and doing something for ourselves, we got respect, which we interpret love as respect. And our families were a lot closer than they are now since they've made so many of us land illiterate. And so this weekend I'm participating. And I was asked and I went through the trials and they selected me to do this TED Talk. And the TED Talk is going to be on land as a land literacy activist, so pray for me.
That's awesome.
So we hope and pray that we can inspire our people to buy land and to move, as you say, Dr. Ava, into close proximity with one another. And I want to say and stop because I don't want to go too far, Dr. Ava. Just two quick points. Number one, we're not going to build nothing without the black woman. And the very motivation that motivates men to do for self and to build for self is a loyal, decent, militant, beautiful black woman. And the way you have pushed this separation movement, a lot of us are watching. We don't call in every night. But this is very important. And so we're going to have a resurrect Black Wall Street tour, and it won't just be in Louisiana. It's going to be in Georgia and Alabama and different places where I know black men who have purchased property and women, and they're building business districts. And you can't be a bee without a beehive. And so you can't recycle the black dollar with no integration. You got to have some kind of black business center that you circumvent around.
Absolutely.
And it has to be unapologetically black. Black.
Exactly.
Color consciousness and a connection to the God. And we cannot deny our father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right. You won't get anywhere if you do.
That's right. So thank you, Dr. Ava. God
Please,
knows. I can't wait to see you on the Black Wall Street to resurrect Black Wall Street.
Oh, this is years. 100 years since they leveled the Greenwood section of Tulsa. And as you said, though it's the most known because of the manner, the horrific manner in which it happened, and there's so much photography and even some film, but it was a microcosm of Black people all across the country, you know, in places like Durham, North Carolina, Little Haiti, and in fact, every city. Yes, even in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, the business district for Black people was Long Street, and I didn't know that until a few years ago, you know, that all of the, when we talk about our entertainers, you know, back in the time of segregation, the silver lining in the dark cloud of segregation is that it forced us to act in accord with our own nature, in that we serviced each other. You know, I grew up in a community where there were Black lawyers, Black doctors, Black military, Black postal workers, landscapers. You know, whatever we did, we were all together. We didn't move somewhere distant. My little elementary school was right in the middle of our community. The babies, we were protected. We were surrounded by this beautiful community, which was 99.9% married couples, you know, which is another thing we have to restore, is marriage, which is the foundation of a healthy family, and a healthy family is the foundation of a healthy community.
That's right.
A community, because, you know, it's your children that generate in you the desire to create a safe environment. You know, if I'm single and I'm running around by myself, then I'm good. You know, I can be inside my house or apartment and put locks on doors and all that, run out and jump in my car. But if I got somebody in kindergarten in the second grade, no, I need these streets to be safe. I need them to be clean.
That's right.
Need fresh air here. You know, if a man is a man, he protects his woman and children. And if he does that, he's going to get the kind of woman he wants when does that. And so you're right, beloved. We got to get back to land literacy. So that's Saturday, right, the 22nd?
That's Saturday. Doors open
Saturday.
10 o'clock. Yes, ma'am.
10 o'clock.
Yes,
praise
ma'am. 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
And, you know,
and so how do you get, you go on, I know it had Scottsville.com on the flyer I saw.
They're going to film it and they're going to upload it on the TEDx TED Talks site. And when it's up, I'll let you know. Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. That's going to be awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, beloved.
Thank you. May Allah bless y'all. Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum.
You too. Wa alaikum salam.
Wow.
Okay, we got actually a member of the separation team who's very well known now.
Come on.
And that is Sister Donna Muhammad.
The rooster lady.
Come
brother,
on, brother
rooster
Royal
lady.
Just spoke of her earlier. Yes, sir. Sister Donna. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam to the whole Elevated Places team and the world-class executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad.
Wow.
All right.
I just wanted to add briefly to the dialogue because this program, Elevated Places, I love it because it synthesizes everything together. Because I was listening to everybody,
yes,
and I was thinking about what you said earlier, the exposure of everything and the unraveling. And as we spoke on the virus, it all came together for me of what's happening here in Memphis. In reference to the virus, something the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wrote in Torchlight for America that I share, and the bridge situation, the transportation situation, as many of you may know in the listening audience about what's happening in Memphis with that bridge, a major artery in and out of the city of Memphis, going over the Mississippi River because of the crack and how it has shut down traffic. And in the past week, barge traffic was shut down. So some of the shortages you may have seen in your store were a direct result of that. And they're going to start preparing. It's going to be down. Well, they've routed traffic to another river, down road. But now they have to investigate that bridge because the inspector failed to catch it 2 years in a row. So the old bridge has increased traffic, and it's an old bridge because of the diverting. And they're inspecting every bridge that inspector did. But if that one closes, traffic now has to go 100 miles out the way from crossing. So we're talking about a lot of things that go to your stores, your shelves, and whatnot. The reason I say it's synthesized and the pointing to the unraveling of America is because in Torchlight for America, on the chapter called Rebuilding the Economy, by the Honorable Mayor Louis Farrakhan, he wrote, "We have millions who are unemployed, and the infrastructure of the country is decaying. Why shouldn't America use a third or more of its defense expenditures to reduce the budget deficit and generate jobs?" Now I think of that in light of the last package that we just received, the stimulus, you know, where a lot of money was spent on or put into that bill on the distribution of the vaccine. But now President Biden is fighting with the Republicans to get adequate money for infrastructure. So if you replace military with this jab, which is the same thing, why could not that money be going to this? So as America does these things, she is causing her own unraveling more and more.
Yes.
And so lastly, I want to close out with additional words from the minister. As people are running to and fro and making justifications about the vaccine, and when the truth of it comes out, and as the Holy Quran says, "Woe that I had taken away with the messenger," he said in chapter 1, America's on her deathbed, "Without truth, the American people are left paralyzed, unable to constructively address their problems. Eventually, their only response will be to react destructively because their very lives are at peril's door, and they know not why they are in this condition nor how to save themselves. So the country could be facing revolution because, in the main, the government and leadership has hidden the truth and will not or does not have a solution for the suffering and the root problems of the people of this country." And so I'm grateful for the high level of dialogue on a program such as this. And I hope there's more, because it does, as I said in the beginning, to me, it helps to synthesize all the information that's out there, because it's all tied in together. It's all related. And it's all dealing with the unraveling of America. And at the root of it, which is what Brother Terrence said, at the root of it is listening to the word of God through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in our midst. We cannot, all those who said, "Oh, this is my teacher, this is my man, this is that," now you throw him behind your back. Now you want to throw him behind your back and say, "Well, I know he said it." How many are going to regret leading the sheep to slaughter? Again, woe that I had taken away with the messenger. How this plays out, you know, will show where we stand in this hour. And that's all that I want to share, and to thank you all for just this enlightened conversation. I always feel, after Sister Attorney Pamela presents, I feel so much more educated and informed. And I go on research things. This is quality programming. This is quality dialogue. And this is the type of dialogue that changes lives, not foolishness. So I thank you all for these moments to the elevated place.
And we thank a lot for you.
As-salamu alaykum. Praise
be. Well, alaykum salam. Yeah, and you yourself are. Yeah, exactly. Sister Donna's a heavyweight. She's small physically, but she's an intellectual and spiritual heavyweight. So let's not make any mistake about it. She has that soft feminine voice, but that's a powerhouse there. And speaking of powerhouses, as we come toward the end, we're honored. We have on the line the national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper, none other than Sister Charlene Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome to Lam. All praises due to Allah. How are you, Minister Ava?
delighted to hear from you. That's how I am.
Come on now.
Brother Terrence, Sister Tony Pamela, Sister Rona, Sister Donna. Yeah, don't get body slammed by Sister Donna. Brother Lewis, everyone, it's so good to be with you all.
That's right.
Minister Ava, I had to call and say, and forgive me, you all, if you discussed this already, because I did get on a little late. However, and thank you for Sister Tawan reminding me, because some of the work, it's still kind of early here in the West Coast, on the West Coast. But did you know that there's some help? Allah is always with us, right? For those who are feeling coerced by their jobs, and some are being told that they have to take the vaccine, is the so-called vaccine. The Children's Health Defense, founded by Attorney Robert F. Kennedy, has put an article out saying that new guidance from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that's OSHA, is making employers think twice about their COVID vaccine requirements. And on April 20th, OSHA put companies on notice that they'll be responsible for any adverse reaction should they require their employees to be vaccinated with a so-called COVID vaccine. And specifically, that's huge. Talk about workers' comp to the height.
It
said, if you require them to do that as a condition of employment, then it's recordable and it is a new case and it meets that criteria. And so you have a construction company and others who have been backtracking from mandates. Now, it said if the employers made it voluntary, that would be another thing. But isn't that a wonderful thing? I said, okay. Because people are
pushback. And we were talking earlier today. We spent some time going over this week's issue of the Final Call in our COVID section. And we discussed the research group's article and that powerful connection from Tuskegee to COVID, contrary to what the house servants and the slave master saying, oh, that was yesterday, we're new and different. And those flyers that the Brother Allen had side by side, one from 1932 calling for free blood tests and free treatment for the colored people, and then in L.A., free COVID testing for black workers. But we also spent time on you and Brother Nava's article from last week about these offers. It's unbelievable. You know, offering donuts and lottery tickets and gift cards to L.L. Bean, you know, a free beer. You know, and Brother Terrence had us laughing because he said, you know, now if black people are going to get a Krispy Kreme donut, they're not going to get a donut.
Come on.
First of all.
I could hear black people saying, I could hear them stand on the corner saying, a donut? You mean a box of donuts? No, a donut. Nah.
And look, let's be honest. I don't know about the other Krispy Kremes, but I'm pretty sure King, they give you one just for coming in. generally. You get a free sample.
Now, let's see, that's trickery at the lowest.
I know that with my little.
The supreme wisdom lessons on it. We love the devil because he gives us nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So I just wanted to share
that.
And
that's powerful. Yeah, breaking news, you all.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the start of it because, you know, you're going to have more of these private, these white private schools in these so-called conservative states, you know, because they already got one in Miami said, you cannot work here if you had the vaccination. Because
that's right.
Of these signals that are emitting from people. I mean, it's like we're in a grade B sci-fi movie.
Yeah. You know? All out before. Did you all see, my children showed me some people online who had the vaccine were putting magnets up to their arm. And the vaccine.
Crazy.
Anyway, I'm going to go.
But look at that. So what is inside of you that a magnet is sticking to? Ooh, this is profound.
Yeah.
But they have been working on this for years.
Yeah.
But yeah,
as
the older people say, which I am one now, they say, I talked you up. We talked you up, Sister Charlene.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Well, you all enjoy the rest of the show. I'll be listening. I'll make way for someone else. And thank you all so much. We say, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Now, you see, that is so awesome. Now, where else but elevated places are you not only going to get fed spiritually, intellectually, politically, economically, but then we get breaking news.
Exactly. Come on.
From the so-called newspaper. I mean, I'm thrilled. Because I don't get excited by people who are in the entertainment industry. I get excited by the stars of the Nation
that's
of Islam.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
You know,
that's
what excites me. Because we have an unlimited array of brain power and strength. But, yeah, that was awesome.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And see, that,
like
that
saying,
has to – yes, ma'am.
No, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
Now, I was going to say, like
no,
you're
no,
saying
I
was with
really, – yeah,
with that OSHA ruling against, you know, making these employers accountable for possible workers' comp violations, then this bill in Texas, whether or not it's passed or not, people are not going to, you know, they're going to push back. The pushback against any kind of mandating of vaccines on jobs is on the way. It's going on as we speak. So this movement is beautiful, even with our people. You know, we still see more black people who are not wanting to get this vaccine. And that they're playing with the numbers, but realistically, you're not seeing the turnout. People are thinking and they are refusing and they are weighing their own options for their health. So it's just beautiful. Like they say, the pushback is definitely on. You're not going just willingly into genocide. Yes, ma'am.
And that always gives employers pause. It's interesting that Sister Charlene brought us that breaking news because I was just thinking earlier about the fact it was something in my mind triggered by when young brother Kareem called in and when he was delineating the reasons why it's so irrational to take this vaccine. And I can't remember the exact thing you said, but I remember thinking to myself, now, the main reason for vaccinating people from the employer standpoint, and we got to remember, just like we're not this monolithic group, neither are white people. That their nature is the same, but they don't all think alike. And there are
varying interest in this COVID situation. They're not in lockstep in the sense that you have the corporate group that's greedy. They just want unlimited wealth. But then you have the Bill Gates mindset, the depopulation mind, that we need to rid the earth of at least 2 to 3 billion. We need to cut down this population in half. And we're going to continue pursuing that in the final call because you may be amazed at some famous white people and what they have had to say on the subject of depopulation. So the interest level is different. Now, and all white people don't have the cunning of the top level, as the minister said, the synagogue of Satan, okay? There's an upper level at the highest realm of this, of evil. Now, a lot of these employers, even the corporate level, but especially the smaller businesses, this, as you said, Sister Pamela, this OSHA is problematic because it's going to have a domino effect. But in their mind, on the employer level, their reason for wanting everyone vaccinated is for the two things that it allegedly does. And that is, I think that's what Brother Kareem alluded to, it keeps you out of the hospital and it keeps you from dying. It does not immunize you. It's not a vaccine. It does not inoculate you. But what it does do is cut down on lost work hours. There's a section of the CDC website, pages and pages, where they talk about what's behind vaccination from an economic view. And that is, they don't want workers taking sick days. So with vaccinations, the goal is you can be sick, but you won't be symptomatic, or it'll be minimum. So you can keep coming to that plantation. So this is some powerful, these are powerful events that are taking place that demonstrate that Allah, God, is on the scene. And all these plans, they can plan and plan all they want. But he said, they plan and I plan. And I am the best of planners. So this thing is exciting. It's horrific, but it's also exciting. So we're down to the last minute or so. Just we're into 2 minutes, so I got to go around the table. And I want to start with, of course, our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, and thanking Allah for her. I want to thank our sister attorney, Pamela Muhammad, and remember, coming in June on Elevated Places, we will have a new program, and we'll give you more information on when you'll be able to tune in to that legal program. Well, you'll get some in-depth knowledge on the law from Sister Pamela, who will be hosting, along with other brilliant black attorneys. So we're happy to have her with us. And, of course, my brilliant and insightful co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, all of our wonderful, brilliant people that called in. And we really want to thank our national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper for calling in and dropping that wonderful bomb. That was like a baby plane coming in. And some of these employers they're taking a hit with that one. They got to think again about these mandates. And, of course, without those who call in, those who log in, those who listen in, this wouldn't work. So we thank Allah for each and every one of you. And we pray that we will all have a blessed week. May Allah bless us with love and the light of understanding as I leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.